This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to mix up my network slogans here, but this Sunday night is going to be some must-see TV. I'll tell you what. Game of Thrones, yes, but that's cable, so it doesn't really count. After seven seasons on CBS, The Good Wife is coming to an end. The saga of Alicia and Peter Florrick came right at that moment in time when the business of network television ran smack into the growing expectations of television viewers. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on that one.
We first met Alicia Florrick back in 2009. On stage, cameras clicking, she was standing stoically by her man, who'd been caught up in a sex scandal.
Good morning. An hour ago, I resigned as state's attorney of Cook County.
It's a show that is in many ways a hybrid of network drama styles, part legal procedural, part serialized soap, but that could hold its own as good cable.
It was a kind of a pretty sophisticated show on a number of levels.
Michael Curtin is a professor of media studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
It had very sophisticated actors. It had very sophisticated writing. It had a very alert and deft sense of the law.
The show didn't rely on scandal-like over-the-top plots, and when it did kill someone off, it caused a national outcry.
The Good Wife's stunning shocker.
All good for viewers, but one of The Good Wife's most impressive accomplishments, meeting the demands of the network business model, 22 episodes a year.
You're really dealing with a moment there where, from a business perspective, networks weren't comfortable going under 22 episodes.
Miles McNutt is an assistant professor of communication at Old Dominion University.
And this was because to make their money back, eventually they want to get into syndication.
For that, you needed about 90 episodes. Today, cable and streaming services have taken over the prestige drama, Game of Thrones, House of Cards, but they don't work at anything close to a network pace. Deborah Birnbaum is executive editor of television at Variety.
I think it is a challenge to deliver this kind of storytelling on the 22-episode basis.
And she says the broadcast networks have started to figure this out.
Probably what we'll see is more business models on broadcast television looking to do 13-episode storytelling.
Easier on the storytellers, easier on the actors, and for all of us, easier to binge on the weekend. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.